16. Psalm 145, verse 16. A powerful scripture. He's talking about the Lord God. It's only one true God, isn't it?
That's right.
It's only one true God, and He's our God. I thank God I know Him tonight. Listen to what it says. Thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. That's powerful, isn't it? Amen. God openeth His hand and satisfied the desire of every living thing. Amen. Nothing can survive without God. Amen. So, and we that know that, we ought to give Him credit and give Him glory and honor and magnify His name. Amen. He's faithful. All right, tonight we're going to... testify about a testimony that, see, years ago I used to travel with a tent, and I'm going to tell this testimony because of the sign that you put up tonight. It says, God, see, God said it, that sells it. Isn't that right? Whatever God says, it's settled, isn't it? Amen. Now, we believe it. But whether we believe it or not, it sells it doesn't, because God said it. We got it up there. Yeah. God said it. That sells it. Amen. And God's people believe what He said, don't we? Amen. But years ago, I used to travel with a tent. And I went to a place called Kingsport, Tennessee. Took the tent. Now, that's up around Knoxville, Tennessee, up in the mountains. And when I traveled then, last time I didn't have funds to set the tent up or nothing. Went by myself this time. And when I got there, I went, you know, just being led by the Lord, and went into a neighborhood and to find a lot to set the tent up on. I found this lot. I found a lot there. And two young boys met me. And they said, "Hi, preacher." They say, "You can set your tent up on my daddy's lot." That's what they said. You know how children are. And I said, "Well, I need to talk to your daddy." And they said, "Well, you can stay in my daddy's trailer." He had a trailer sitting right there. But God opened that up. God opened up where I was able to set the tent up there and stay in the trailer. And was having a pretty good meeting there, but I was about the only chocolate drop up there. But was having a pretty good meeting. one night, as I was preaching the word of God, a sister walked in, and she had on shorts. Now, you know, I don't preach on clothes, but I just preached the word of God. I told the truth. And somebody started turning the lights out, you know, pulling the plug. You know, you plug up to somebody's house. But God fixed it. God worked that out. And this sister, she got saved. I preached to her. She got saved. But she testified later, said, "I came in to tear up your service." That's what she said. I came in, but God wouldn't let her. God saved that lady. And she got the Holy Ghost. And hallelujah. And I baptized several people there in Kingsport, Tennessee. But when I first got to Kingsport, the devil met me. Some man said, "You come to have a revival?" He said, "If I say it's not going to be no revival in Kingsport, it won't be no revival in Kingsport." I know it was the devil speaking. God gave us a meeting there. Amen. Some people got saved and I baptized a few. So God is faithful. What God says, it will stand. As He hath thought, so shall it come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So we got to follow on to know him. Now tonight we're going to look in Thessalonians, but before we go to Thessalonians, I want to talk just a little bit more about the Apostle Paul. If I can see here, I got it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's better. Well, we're going to talk about, you know, we talked about how Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament, and then we talked about his thorn in the flesh. We didn't get to the thorn in the flesh. But let's talk about a little bit about that thorn in the flesh. See, because Paul, all the revelation God gave him to keep him humble, Paul said, "That was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me." Now, to buffet is suffering, like to buffet, a sharp blow with the fist, or something to hurt you. The Bible said they buffeted Jesus, and they did. They said they played a game they call hot hand, and so those men would take their fist and hit Jesus in the face, and say, "Who smote you? Who hit you?" That's what history says. That's what they did. But we know they beat him. They beat him to a pulp. His visage was marred more than any man. Although he took all that suffering, not a bone was broken. Isn't that something? Where God said, not a bone was broken. Because God, see what God's purpose was stand. Let's remember that. The devil is a liar. And the devil can only go as far as God let him. Isn't that right? The devil's on a leash. God's got him. God got him. Amen. So let's, as the pastor preached this morning, let's don't hold back. Let's go on with God, because God is doing his best to propel us to go farther, to go higher in him. Isn't that right? To go deeper, to live holy and pure daily. He's calling for a holy life. Amen. And we can only live holy, Christ in us. Isn't that right? Paul said, "No more I, but the Christ that liveth within me." If people can just see Jesus in you and me, and that's what they got to be able to do. Because the world is looking, and many people are really looking for something. Isn't that right? They're looking for, a lot of people know that people are saying that they're Christian, but they want to see Jesus. Isn't that right? People want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. And God wants us to let our light shine so people can see Jesus in us and through us, manifesting himself in us and through us. But the Apostle Paul was, "That was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice." I prayed. I cried out to God three different times and asked God to move it, but God didn't move it. He didn't move it. All right. I want to look at Galatians chapter, got it here somewhere. Devil's a liar. Here it is, Galatians chapter 4, verses 13 to 15. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said here. Have you got it, bro? Galatians 4. Verses 13 to 15, what does it say?
"Ye know through the infirmities of the flesh, I preached the gospel unto you at the first."
Amen. When I first came to you, I preached, although I had infirmity in my flesh, but I preached the gospel to you. I told you the truth. Read.
"And my temptation, which was in my flesh,"
I had a temptation. You know what it was? The people that the priest to knew exactly what he was talking about. "My temptation was within my flesh." Read.
"He despised not, nor rejected, but deceived me, an angel of God."
Wait, slow it down a little bit. This that I had in my flesh, you was able to see it. You didn't despise me, and you didn't reject me. Amen. That's something. Because he was telling them, he was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." For it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believe, unto the Jew first, and also to the Greek, to the Jew and to the Gentile. Isn't that right? It came to the Jews first. The Bible says Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Isn't that right? Solomindo Sayanda Lokritia Bahaya. So what Elido Bokula Basanda? Glory. What did he say here, brother? Glory. You receive me as an angel of God, what?
Even as Christ Jesus.
Even as Christ Jesus. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible speaks of the ones that labor in the word and in the doctrine to count them, give them double honor. Receive them, accept them. Amen? Hallelujah. Like our pastor here, he's worthy of double honor because he's preaching the truth. You don't find too many people really preaching the truth today. You really don't. I mean, you find a lot of, what is it? You find a lot of people that's after money, and they're after your pocketbook, and they fleece the sheep. A harling, they're harlings. And they don't love the sheep. They don't love the sheep, but they love what they can get from the sheep. Hallelujah. And that's sad. But we have a lot of it today. Because we're living at the end. And the Bible says in the end time, how perilous time shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves. Can we see that today? Say covetous. Boasters. Proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, incontinent, fierce. We see all this today. The Bible speaks that this would be, and we can see it. And so therefore, what did Peter say? Gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that shall be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. We have a grace tonight, don't we? We have a grace. We have hope in the midst of all of the sin and in the midst of all of the uncertainty. People are uncertain today. A lot of people don't know. Don't know the Lord, and they don't know what they where they're going. People are sorry today, sad, sick and sad. But God is faithful. But God said, he meant what he said, and he said what he meant. And we can depend on God. Isn't that right? We can depend on what he said. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Had he not said it, will he not? He'll do exactly what he said. That's the reason why we today... The Christians, I'm talking about a Christian. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And today God's counting on you and me to live holy, first of all, and to tell it like it is. Amen. If you can't tell it like it is, don't tell it at all. Isn't that right? Now, let me say this. When you speak the truth, a lot of people are not going to receive you. Isn't that right? The Apostle Paul wasn't received by many, but he spoke the truth. He told the truth. What else did he say, Brother Reed?
Then the blasphemies he spake of.
Mm-hmm.
For I bear you record that if it had been possible.
Listen to what he said. If it had been possible,
you would have plucked out your own eyes.
Uh-huh. If it had been possible, you would give me your eyes. And this scripture, some people say, well, Paul had bad eyes. I'm not going to say that. I don't know. But he's just saying, in other words, you loved me so until you would have done anything for me, is what he's saying. Isn't that right? Yeah. And you know what the Apostle Paul said? He really loved God's people. And he said, the more abundantly I love, the less I be loved. Isn't that something? That's what he said. The more abundantly I love, the less I be loved. See, he loved God's people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You would have plucked out your eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. In other words, you loved me so because you know I was a servant of God. Isn't that right? You know I brought the truth. And the ones that worked with the Apostle Paul, they brought the truth. The Apostle Paul said on one occasion, said, did Titus make a gain of you? In other words, when Titus came to preach the word and I wasn't there, did he make a gain of you? No, he did not. He said, walked we not in the same steps? Walked we not in the same spirit? Hallelujah. So it had men that had hazarded their lives, men that had hallelujah, that gave their all. And that's what it's going to take, saints. We've got to come to the end of ourselves. Isn't that right? And let God live. People need to lead over. People need to be able to see Jesus in us. Hallelujah. And, you know, I'm really looking for the Holy Church of God to go forward and for God to send in honest hearts, hungry hearts, faithful hearts. Isn't that right? So let's do some praying and some fasting. We're in a new year, aren't we? We're in a new year. This is 2013. What's the date of the day? 20th, right? This is January the 20th, 2013. What are we going to do for the Lord? What are we going to do? I mean, it's a question, isn't it? I mean, let's be faithful to him. Let's live for him. Let's stand for righteousness' sake. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And then the hunger and thirst, that means get in the word and pray and seek God. Isn't that right? Search the scriptures. Hallelujah. We've got a pastor that's preaching. I'm talking about preaching the word. Isn't that right? I mean, he's preaching the word of God. Let's take it to heart. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's don't let it be like pouring water on a duck's back. But let's hear. Lord, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And help us to, Lord, not to be forgetful hearers, Lord, but help us to take the word of God and mix it with faith and to please you, Lord. That's what we're looking for tonight on. So the Apostle Paul said, it had been possible, you would have plucked out your eyes and given them me because you loved me, you knew I was a servant of God, and you know I told the truth. Amen? All right. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, but let me set this up here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, but before we go to chapter 1, let me say this. If you got 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, amen. In the book of Thessalonians, the people were called Thessalonians, but they lived because they lived in the city of Thessalonica. They lived in the city of Thessalonica, but they were called Thessalonians. Now, you that were born in Florida, you're called Floridians. Isn't that right? Because you were born in Florida. So these people were they were called Thessalonians. Now, the Apostle Paul, he founded the Thessalonian church on his second missionary journey. Now, his faithful ministry there was prematurely terminated because of the intense Jewish hostility. Let's look at Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Well, he set up this Thessalonian church. See what happened here. Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. You see, when you preach the truth, opposition is coming. Isn't that right? Amen. Opposition is coming when you tell it like it is. Jesus said they hated me without a cause. And they're going to hate you too because they hated me. Thank God. But let's be faithful to what does it say? Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. What does it say? Somebody help me with those words. Just do your best. that's an anaka, right? What does that say?
That's a bone in God.
That's Thessalonica? Is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah.
All right. Came to Thessalonica, all right. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. They came to Thessalonica, all right. They were traveling, preaching the word. What happened there?
Where was the synagogue of the Jews?
Now, the Apostle Paul was a wise man. He used the synagogue as a springboard to get the word of God out. Now, he knew they weren't going to receive him. A lot of them weren't going to receive him. But he would first go in there and preach the word as long as they would let him, right? So it was a synagogue in Thessalonica. And what happened?
And Paul, as his manner was,
mm-hmm.
came unto him, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with him out of the
scripture. All right. He went into the synagogue, and for 3 Sabbath days, he reasoned with them out of the scripture. All right.
Opening
and alleging, explaining. Making it known, making it plain. All right.
That Christ was needing to have suffered and risen again from the dead.
Let them know Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. If he hadn't suffered and rose from the dead, we'd all be lost. Isn't that right?
Yes, amen.
See, Jesus consented to die. Jesus said, no man take my life, but I lay it down on myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. And that's what happened, isn't it? He laid it down. He took it up again. And Paul was preaching Jesus Christ unto the people in Thessalonica. Read.
And some of them believed,
mm-hmm.
and consorted with Paul.
Some of them believed and they consorted with Paul. They talked to Paul. All right, read.
And Silas.
They talked to Paul and Silas. All right.
And of the devout Greeks,
mm-hmm.
a great multitude.
Yeah.
And of the chief woman. Now.
Not a few, huh? Not a few. So, as he preached the word of God, some of them believed, but some of them didn't believe. Isn't that right? But he preached the word in Thessalonica. And what happened? See, the devil got in these Jews that didn't believe. Some of them believed, and some didn't believe. And the Jews that believed not, they moved with envy and did what? Took out them certain lewd fellows, people that don't have no kind of standard at all. They'll tell a lie, they'll do anything they can to get God, to speak against God. They don't care. All right?
Base of sort.
Low life, full of the devil. Uh-huh.
And he gathered a company.
Self is in uproar. See, that's what the devil does. When you preach the truth, look out. Amen. But we got to hold the standard, haven't we?
Amen.
That didn't call Paul to waver not 1 ounce. He held the standard, but he did what he had to do. All right, read.
And a son of the house of Jason.
Uh-huh.
Sought to bring them out to the people.
They went, they said, look, we're going to get them. We're going to stop your big mouth. Paul had a big mouth for God, didn't he?
Amen.
Thank God, because he spoke the truth. And it's good to have a big mouth for God when you're telling the truth.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Isn't that right? You better believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to stop your mouth, man.
Amen.
And they got around the house today. They intended to bring them out, but what happened? They couldn't find them. Amen. See, let me tell you something. Look, Jesus said when they persecute you in one city, flee unto the next. Sometimes you got to flee. Isn't that right? That's what Jesus said. So you might have to run sometimes. That's all right. But do what you got to do to please God. And when you're pleasing God, the devil is mad. That's all right. We want him to be mad. Hallelujah. Because he's a liar. He hates the truth. And the devil knows his doom is sealed. Isn't that right? He knows that. And the Bible said how Satan have come down to us. And he's angry, knowing he had but a short time. Isn't that something? He know that. But thank God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil is fighting mad, and we're shouting glad. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Amen. Because we love God. We want to do the will of God. We want to please Him. So they couldn't find Paul and them. And what happened? Read.
And when they found them not, they threw Jason and certain brothers into the city,
Stop right there. These that have turned the world upside down. I tell you, they were on fire for God. Isn't that right? And we need to be on fire for God, knowing. Amen. The Bible says He maketh His angels spirits and His ministers a flame of fire. Isn't that right? So therefore, that fire, they had that fire there in that city. And they said, they have turned the world upside down. Read. Now, they've come here. We've heard about them over there, but they're here now. All right.
Whom Jason has deceived, indeed, all the contrary to the decrees of Caesar.
Hallelujah.
That there is another king, one Jesus.
Amen. They was telling the truth, wasn't it? Amen. Jesus was born king of the Jews. Isn't that right?
Amen.
In the days of Herod. And Herod tried to kill him, didn't he? Tried his best to kill him. But he couldn't do it. Why couldn't he do it? Because God is above all, isn't it? And God have it a leadable conduct. God led Joseph and told him exactly what to do. Hallelujah. We got to realize when we're walking with God, we're ahead of the devil. Isn't that right? When we're walking with God. I'm not in the flesh now. It's not a fleshly thing. This is a spiritual thing. Isn't that right? Walking with God, following Him, doing His will. That's what Paul was doing. But sometimes you have to run. Read.
Amen.
Read.
And
they got them all upset and troubled the people. Read.
When they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason.
Of Jason, yes.
And of the others, they let him go.
All right, read.
And the brethren immediately sent away Paul to Silas by night unto
Berea. All right, stop right there. All right. They immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. All right. They went into Thessalonica. They preached the word of God, established a work there for God, but they had to get out because the Jews made it so hot and heavy, got so hot and heavy behind them, they had to go. But that's all right. They went to Berea. What happened? Now, see, look at Paul's method. Look at Paul. His method was to go into the synagogue of the Jews. That's what he did when he went into different cities. Went to Berea, went into the synagogue of the Jews, and what? These were more notable than those in Thessalonica, all right?
They received the word with all readiness,
all right? Uh-huh.
A
readiness of mind. Listen to that. They search the scriptures. How much?
Daily.
Search the scriptures daily. Isn't that something? They search the scriptures daily to do what? They want to make sure that what he was saying was so. This man coming in doing a lot of preaching. Let's search him out. Let's check him out. That's what we need to do, don't we?
Amen.
Come to church, we need to bring our Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The preacher preaching. Let's see what he's saying. Is it so what he preaching? They checked him out. To see if those things were so, all right. Read.
Therefore, many of them believed.
Many of them believed.
Also, honorable women, many which were agreed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, because when Paul preached the truth, when the gospel is preached, it fall in one of four places, isn't that right? Jesus said, a sower went forth to sow. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell among thorns. Some fell upon a rock. And some fell on good ground. Isn't that right? So they fall in one of four places. When they preached the word of God, some of those seeds fell right into good ground.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Read. Now see, listen. Way back over in Thessalonica, they had ran Paul out of Thessalonica, ran him to Berea, but they heard, hallelujah. They heard how that Paul that went to Berea, what did they do? What did these devils do? I mean, they had the devil in them now, I'm telling you. Isn't that right? Paul, way over in Berea, they had ran him out of I ran him out of Thessalonica, and he didn't bear him. What did they do?
Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached.
Yes, hallelujah. The ones in Thessalonica that didn't believe Paul, that wasn't agreeing with Paul, that heard that Paul had went to Berea and was preaching the word of God, what did they do?
They came there also.
Listen at this now. They came, Paul way over here preaching, telling the truth, and here come these devils. They came to stir up something. To stir up. But that's what the devil does. That's all right, but we're ahead of the devil because we're following Jesus. Isn't that right? The devil's a liar, and he's the father of a lie. But God is faithful, and God is true. So the Apostle Paul didn't let that stop him, did it? How did it read?
And then immediately the brother sent away Paul to go as he were
to the sea. Stop right there. You see, they would send Paul away. You know why? They would have killed Paul. You know that? They would have. If Paul had stayed there, they would have killed him. But the brethren knew that they had stirred up, the devils was coming there to get Paul and to stir up things and to hinder God's word. They sent Paul away. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul was a traveling preacher, a traveling evangelist. He took the word of God. He took the truth of the gospel everywhere that God led him to. He was led by the Spirit of God. For men are led by the Spirit of God, and they are the sons of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They sent away Paul. Read. Amen. Paul, they sent Paul away, but Silas and Timothy, they both, they stayed there for a while. But what I'm saying is, Ula ma sanda ba, uli de bi kuya, o la ba kita. Hallelujah. You see, Paul, Silas was with Paul, and Timothy, when this book first started off, it said to Silvanus and Timothy. Timothy was one of Paul's. He was a man that Paul preached the gospel, and Timothy got saved. And Timothy walked. He was a partner. A partner or a, how do I want to say this, a companion. He was a brother that as Paul traveled, he traveled with him. Timothy went with Paul on his second and third missionary journey. But on his second missionary journey is where they set up, where Paul set up the Thessalonians. The church in Thessalonica, and the church in Thessalonica. Amen? But he had a, it wasn't easy, was it? They followed him, and they sent away Paul. All right, read.
They that conducted Paul brought him unto Athens, and received a commandment unto Silas and Timothy for the cause.
That's good. Amen. What we're saying tonight is, hallelujah. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, a few verses of that, and that'll be finished here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We saw where they established a church here in Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, all right? What does it say?
Paul and Silvanus and Timothy unto the church of Thessalonians and God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Now see, Paul and Silvanus, or Silas, one of the same thing, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians and God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's writing to the church. And listen, what did he say to the church? What does that next verse say? Grace to you and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The next verse.
We are bound to thank God always
for you.
Brother.
Mm-hmm.
As it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity for every one of you all towards each other.
Wait a minute, are you reading verse 3. Yeah, I'm on 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. All right. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy. Hallelujah. The church of the Thessalonians. All right, now verse two. Stop right there. In other words, we thank God for you, and we pray for you. Isn't that something? Paul had a prayer list. He really did. Not only Paul, but the brethren that were with him. He had a prayer list. He was praying for God's people, praying that they would continue in the faith, praying that they would follow Jesus, that they would continue in the word. All right? Verse 3. All right, stop right there. What verse was that?
3.
All right. Praise God. Verse 3. So we continually remember before our God, the Father, and your works produced by faith. See, faith without works is dead. And we're saved by grace through faith, right? Amen. So you say your labor prompted by love. What you did was prompted by love. You didn't just get up doing things, but what you did was prompted by love. And your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus. Verse 4.
Knowing, brother, you love your election of God.
For we know, brother, we know, brothers, loved by God, that have chosen you. All right, 5.
For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance.
Is that verse 5? Stop right there. Verse 5. Because our gospel, and the word of God said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And whom the God of this world has what? Blinded the minds of them which believe not. Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. It takes the gospel of Jesus Christ to shine unto people to bring light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Because our gospel came not simply with word, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. Amen? You know how we lived among you for your sake. All right? Verse 6.
And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much conviction with joy of the Holy Ghost.
Isn't that something? They heard the word of God. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Isn't that right? So say, you became imitators, the followers of us and of the Lord in spite of severe sufferings. You welcome the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Verse 7. And so you became a model. Read verse 7.
So that you were an example to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
All right. Now, what he's saying here, they hear the word of God. These were people that took the word of God to heart. Isn't that right? That they see, the Bible said, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These people took the word of God and mixed it with faith, and they grew. They began to grow in God. Isn't that right? And their faith, listen to what he said. Read on. What did he say about their faith? Read.
Well, from
chair?
A cot.
All right. That sounds pretty good to me. Howdy, brother. that some of those words, some of those words to me now. Well, hold on just a minute. Some of those words to me are something else. I mean, I do my best on them. And especially when I get over in Genesis reading over there and over in the Old Testament. Oh, my. Ooh. All right. So they did what now? Read it. Read that again. So it sounded out the word because they lived right and they told the truth. They went about doing good and they went about preaching the word of God, telling the truth. Isn't that right? See, some people when they hear the word of God, they take it and mix it with faith and go out to get others saved. Isn't that right? That's what we should do. You don't hear the word of God and just sit down. Don't keep sitting down and keep just sitting down. Well, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? You heard the word, didn't you? Yes, I did. But what you gonna do? Better get up and do something. You better get up and run with that word. Isn't that right? You better get up and hallelujah and tell it like it is. You know, God don't save us to sit on the stool and do nothing, does he? He saved us to get the word out to others.
Amen.
We're living in the last days, and a lot of people are on their way to hell. Isn't that right? And God wants us to be a witness, a light. What does a light do? It shines, doesn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, let your light so shine. And Jesus said, men don't light a candle and put it under a bushel or on the bed, but they put it on a candlestick, right? So all that come in can see the light. And a light, if you put a light up, you can see it from a long ways off. You know that? A light. Amen. So, hallelujah. God's calling us to be lights in this dark world. This is a dark world we're living in. And as you get close to the coming of the Lord, the word of God say, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But let's realize this. Hallelujah. Undalabakuya. Yeumokuya rabasanda. My. Yedokuta baseli udamahanda. Hallelujah. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Isn't that right? So God is on top, saints of God. God is above. The devil is beneath. Hallelujah. God's calling for faithfulness, saints. God is calling for, just like these people in Thessalonica, they heard the word of God, but they sounded it out. People heard the word of God from there way over. Because they were up and about their father's business.
Amen.
They got saved and they want to see somebody else get saved. Isn't that right? When you really get saved, you can want to see somebody else get saved. Isn't that right? You're not going to say, well, I got it, and you got it to get it. No. You help them. You help somebody get it.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Thank God you help them get it by living holy and pure yourself and being a witness. Hallelujah. Being a witness. All right, did you finish that up? Hey, go ahead. It's just 10 verses there, right? Go ahead. Read. Mm-hmm.
Also in every place your faith to God will spread abroad.
You hear that? Your faith to God, in every place your faith to God is spread abroad. And that's what God's calling for, isn't that right? Our faith should be spread abroad. People should hear about it. And they know about this church. I was talking to a man just recently. I said this before, but it was a man that used to be on the street. And I was getting ready to go to work one day last week. And he drove up in a minivan. And he said, hey, remember me? And I said, your face looks familiar. He said, I'm that man with... You used to be on the street. You was on 40th Street, and I came out and talked to you. He said, I remember everything you said. I invited him to church. He said, all that. And I told him where the church was. He said, that little holiness church back there, he know about it. He'll know about this little church. And then, right, by God, he know about it. And saints of God, let's get the word out more. Amen? Hallelujah. Bye. Let's get the word out. Thank God. And as people walk in and get saved and full of the Holy Ghost, we'll have the happy happies and the glad glads. Isn't that right? We'll praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Do you have the song, brother? Let's see. Hallelujah. It's a song that I had thought about. And I'm going to see if you know it. You have the one that Jesus hired? Boy, let's see. Hallelujah. It's a song that we used to sing here that I'm thinking about. Devil's a liar. Thank you, Lord. I'll get it. I have it. If I don't get it tonight, I have it for next Sunday. But play a good song, whatever.